USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Taiwan's Foreign Minister Joseph Wu is warning of war with China and is asking Australia for aid with intelligence. The news comes after the People Liberation Army of China flew dozens of sorties into Taiwan's airspace. Wu said the defense of Taiwan is in our own hands and we are absolutely committed to that. End quote. One of the largest oil spills in recent Southern California history affected beaches and killed wildlife while crews worked Sunday to contain the crude before it spread further into protected wetlands. At least 126,000 gallons of oil spilled into the ocean near Huntington Beach. That's about a 40-minute drive south of Los Angeles, California. Huntington Beach Mayor Kim Carr.
That cleanup effort is being led by the Incident Management Team, or IMT, which includes federal, state, and regional response entities.
This is USA Radio News.
Remember when California was the golden state? Not anymore. Soaring crime, overregulation, and high taxes are forcing taxpayers to flee. Now, Newsmax's Rob Schmidt looks at what happened in his special series, California, It's Over. Rob walks on the Reagan Ranch with Governor Kristi Noem, and he talks to the insiders and reports from Los Angeles. Find out why you need to be worried, because California's mess may soon be coming to your state. Watch Rob Schmidt on Newsmax at 10 p.m. Eastern. Newsmax is on every major cable system. Just check your cable guide. If your cable system doesn't carry Newsmax, call your operator or switch to a service that does. Get Newsmax on most streaming services like Samsung, Roku, Pluto, or Zumo. Or download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone. It takes just seconds, and you can watch us anytime, anywhere. California's nightmare is spreading. Watch Rob Schmidt on Newsmax tonight.
As the Democrats failed to push their massive spending bill, as well as the bipartisan infrastructure bill last week, they want another month to get their votes together. The new deadline, they have said, is Halloween, or Nevada Admissions Day, October 31st. Chris Barnes with the New England USA Radio News Bureau has more.
The Wyoming senator is claiming the Democrats are purposely holding back the infrastructure bill so they can push their agendas and the other critical piece of legislation the president wants passed, the huge reconciliation package. Senator John Barrasso saying the bill really needs to be passed, and that's why the Senate embraced it in a bipartisan way.
Well, I think the American people want sorts of things that are in that bipartisan bill. Roads, bridges, ports, airports, all of those things are important. I had some concerns with some of the gimmicks that were used to fund it.
From the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The NFL battle between Tom Brady and Bill Belichick went to Tom's new team, 1917, Bucks over the Patriots. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The identity of the Facebook whistleblower who released tens of thousands of pages of internal research and documents was revealed on CBS News 60 Minutes Sunday night as Frances Haugen.
One of the consequences of how Facebook is picking out that content today is it is optimizing for content that gets engagement or reaction. But its own research is showing that content that is hateful, that is divisive, that is polarizing, it's easier to inspire people to anger than it is to other emotions. Facebook has realized that if they change the algorithm to be safer, people will spend less time on the site, they'll click on less ads, they'll make less money.
Ms. Haugen says Facebook used its algorithms to affect the 2020 presidential election outcome.
And right after the election, like within weeks after the election, they told us we're dissolving civic integrity. Like they basically said, oh, good, we made it through the election. There wasn't riots. We can get rid of civic integrity now. And when they got rid of civic integrity, it was the moment where I was like, I don't trust that they're willing to actually invest what needs to be invested to keep Facebook from being dangerous. They claimed it was that civic integrity was so important that they needed to integrate it into all the other teams. And I don't think that I was alone in feeling what happened was dissolving the team, because the team that I got placed on, so my team got reorganized.
I'm Lance Pryne. This is USA Radio News.